Good coin in horticulture, as it turns out, especially kiwi fruit. Our latest kiwi fruit grower industry reports found employers are paying between 27 and 29 an hour. That's an 18% increase on last year, and there are the other incentives as well. Kiwi fruit apple grower in Motueka, Evan Hayward's with us on this one. Evan, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this a border thing because you can't get workers, you've got to pay more?
Yeah, largely. I think, you know, a lot of the orchard work is done on piece rate. So, yeah, the guys, you know, have come back for a number of seasons now and are getting better at what they're doing and, you know, are picking more and pruning more during the day and are earning more as a result. But, yeah, generally we're seeing a, you know, gradual increase in wages across the board, across all levels in the business.
Good. Has the RSE program helped in any way, shape or form or not?
Oh, look, we wouldn't be here without it. It's absolutely critical for our horticulture industry. And, you know, with the low unemployment in this country and we need such a peak amount of people during the season especially, we just don't have the Kiwis that are A, there and all willing to actually do that hard work, which what it is. So, yeah, we'd be absolutely stuffed without them.
I'm just trying to work out the line because the government ideologically says, look, if you pay enough, locals will turn up. We all know that's not true or only true to a point, and you do need RSE workers. Has the government been right to a degree? You did need to pay more, and when you did pay more, you got more locals.
No. No, you ask anyone. It wouldn't have mattered what the bin rate was or what the rate was in terms of trying to attract people to the work that was there, you know, they just didn't turn up. So it was a complete nonsense, you know, that statement, and we proved it time and time again.
So the government just doesn't understand the industry, basically?
I didn't understand that part of it, no.
Okay. As far as the locals you do use, are they local locals or do you have to bring them in?
Pretty much local locals, but there's, in terms of the seasonal work, those locals are just not there. They're either in full-time work or you know, they're just not working.
Yeah. Does it vary much between apples and kiwi fruit?
Not really, no.
So it's the same sort of money, same sort of graft and labour, etc.
Correct.
What is the prospect for kiwi fruit? I'm reading two different stories at the moment. One, it's going gangbusters and you can't sell enough of the stuff internationally. The other is the golden age might be turning. What do you reckon?
Look, I think the demand is there. It's, you know, the Sun Gold kiwi fruit is a fantastic product and it doesn't really have competition out in the marketplace. There are other gold varieties from different countries and breeding programs, but the particular variety that we have is second to none, and it's just in huge demand all around the world. And the quality of fruit grown in this country, but also under license in different countries, ticks all the boxes for consumers, and they can't get enough of it at the moment.
Good to hear, Evan. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Evan Hayward, who grows apples and kiwi fruits in Motueka, in the beautiful part of Nelson. Having picked a bit of kiwi fruit in my time, my dad ran an orchard there for a while. I mean, it's good for 20 minutes then, and you sort of get a sore neck and you're carrying too much weight and you want to go home. But when you're actually employed, as opposed to being the owner's son, you know, you've got to carry on. So
it's got to be better than asparagus. That sucks.
I think asparagus would be your worst. Well, berries are tricky because you get a bit squashy in the heat and the gloves. You know what I'm saying? If you could pick any fruit, what would you do? What's the ideal fruit? I quite like, if I could drive the machine that lowers down over an olive tree and shakes the olive tree.
So you just want to be mean to plants.
Yeah, pretty much. I like machinery. That's all.